This is the Opening Market Podcast for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
It looks like we're going to have a little bit of a better start. You know, it's been a rough week. Really haven't seen a whole lot in the way of upward movement. Corn market just can't seem to find a buyer here all week. But on the overnight market, you know, of course, you had some Israel fired a missile or drones or whatnot at Iran, and that really got the market hyped up. I mean, I think wheat was up 20 cents at one time, and then of course you had the crude oil market was screaming higher at the time. But heck, crude oil is about $4 off the overnight highs, you know, but still you see the corn market higher. So, you know, who knows, maybe we're going to see a little bit of a rally. That's what we saw last Friday after a pretty crummy week. So hopefully we'll get the same thing here today.
Matt, when we talk about South America, we focus a lot on Brazil, of course, because it is such a big player in the world marketplace. But Argentina has been dealing with some issues with its corn. Could you tell us what's happening with the disease pressure they're dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at that, the pressure they've got, the first thing is that their estimates continue to get ratcheted lower. I mean, they're saying a lot of these areas, they're seeing 10 to 15 cent declines in yields or expected production, of course, where no harvest has been done. But bottom line is that it's not what they once thought. The other thing we continue to hear is that acreage might be a little lower than what they originally thought as well, which does make sense, Mark. I mean, you look, for instance, in our part of the world, whenever prices are high and profitability is high, that's the case in a lot of other places in the world. And of course, we know right now that it's a little more challenging here. Not only with prices, but with profit margins. And I don't think that's something that other people are immune to. So, you know, with them having some of the same challenges we are, it's not surprising that you maybe see a few less acres, first of all. And, you know, if you go ahead and tack onto that some production losses, it changes things. So USDA is at 55 right now, and most of the folks down in that part of the world are 50, if not a little bit below.
Matt, let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
Yeah, you know, we've got a cattle on feed report here today, which is certainly going to be one of those that we're going to want to keep an eye on. But, you know, I think that the trade has been expecting less bearish numbers than what we got last month. So it's been an interesting year in that January, of course, was super cold. We had snow in a lot of part of the cattle country, you know, and so placements were definitely lower, which really inflated placements in the month of February, which of course was released in March. And so the placements for March released in April, most are thinking, hey, they're not going to be near as bearish as what they were before. But at the same time, it just seems like this cattle market is in more of a consolidation type phase. I mean, you look at a lot of your moving averages, everything but the 200-day is trying to converge here. And so, you know, I don't know. I've got to think that in the long run, the fundamentals are still there. But there's a few things working against it. Last thing I'll say as far as what's working against it, you know, is the equities. The equities, whereas the Dow just a couple of weeks ago was trading 40,000, you know, you're 38,000 now. We're trading below 38,000 overnight. You know, I don't know, in equities and whenever equities take a hit, typically there's a pretty strong correlation, you know, to what's going on as far as livestock is concerned, especially fat cattle. So, you know, I think it's a mixed bag, and I look for more consolidation.
Maybe this is a difficult question to ask, but why is it when the overall economy turns like that and the equities, like you mentioned, why are they so affected, or why do they affect the cattle market, the livestock market specifically?
That's a really good question, and the answer is this. Just from what I've researched over the years, you know, if consumer confidence is down and folks, which indicates people just don't feel as good about their situation, you know, when that's the situation, you got to ask, you know, what are the first things that maybe go, you know? And so here you got a Friday night, you know, and if you live close to the city or if you live anywhere next to a nice steakhouse, what's it cost for a couple of people to go eat a steak? You know, it's probably going to cost you $100-$150 to get a couple of steaks, you know, and to be able to go out in that fashion. And I think a lot of folks, whenever consumer confidence dips, you know, they cut back maybe on the highest priced meal that they typically might go out for. So the one thing that has insulated that, and I still think that it could have lingering effects, part of the reason that beef demand's been so strong, Mark, is this COVID situation. People found out, hey, you know, I can go to the grocery store and buy myself three steaks for the price of one at a steakhouse, you know, and I can cook it the way I want to cook it, and I can still eat good. So, you know, I think that that's insulated us that from that somewhat. But over the course of time, that's been the reason that typically whenever the equities dip, it's tough on livestock, you know, because people back away just a little bit. And that's the presumption, is that whenever they don't feel as good about their situation, they're not going to spend a lot of money on food.
That's really interesting, Matt, and it makes a lot of sense. And then real quickly here before we wrap up, you're a farmer in Illinois. Have you been able to get out into the fields? Have you dried out enough to get out into the fields?
Yeah, actually, we were getting close. And then earlier this week, we were forecasted to get some rain on Monday into Tuesday, and we missed that rain. So we decided we go ahead and start planting some corn and beans on our tiled, pattern tiled ground, on our good black ground. You know, we really saw conditions get just pretty much ideal. And then we were able to get running. Now, as far as what happened last night, we had anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a half. Fortunately, everywhere that we planted, we only had about a half an inch of rain. So I think we're going to be all right as far as everything getting up and going. But bottom line is we dried out a ton here. The thing that really got us ready to go, of course, was these 80-degree temperatures just really dried out the topsoil to where we could get in there and work it and get it planted.
Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net, our guest today. Matt, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yes, just agmarket.net. It's the best place to go to get all of our information, technology, and the research that we provide to the customers we deal with.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was Matt Bennett with agmarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn is up 5 even at 431 and 3 quarters. May soybeans up 6 even at 1140 and a quarter. May soybean meal up $3.50 at $3.41.50. May soybean oil down 17 cents at $43.95. Chicago wheat up 9.5 at $5.46 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 6 even at $6.44 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 even at $5.81 and a quarter. And May oats down 2 and a quarter at $3.52 and a half. On the Merck, June live cattle down 57 cents at 174.80. May feeder cattle down $1.05 at 241.50. May lean hogs up 32 cents at 95.05. May pork cutout unchanged at 101.40. And Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 17.42. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.